this.
Well, it's, but Christ, I mean, to my way of thinking, Christianity is, look at all the damage it's done.
Not biblical Christianity.
Spanish Inquisition.
That's not
27 years of rapes and robs and murders.
That's not biblical Christianity. That's murder. That's called heresy.
It was all in the name of Jesus.
Doesn't matter. There's lots of different Jesuses.
They even carried around this Jesus dude.
That was the Roman Catholic pagan Jesus, who is not the Jesus of the Bible. He's a fake Jesus. The Mormons...
Well, they sure did a lot of damage.
Well, sure they did. The Mormons have a fake Jesus. Jehovah's Witnesses have a fake Jesus. The Roman Catholics have a fake Jesus. So what you can't do, you'd be foolish to do this, is to judge the one true and living God against man's false counterfeits.
But if you could quantify the Jesus industry globally, it would probably be... the metrics would be much more trillions than the defense industries. Just the Christianity, and then factor in Muslim, da 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 da.
Which is not Christianity, and none of those other things are biblical Christianity either. If you know the Bible, if you know what the Bible says, which is the Word of God, Jesus said, in the last days there will be many false teachers.
But the level of hypocrisy in the Christian religion is... I got half my family. I don't get invites to come to Christmas and Thanksgiving anymore because I countered us. You guys are the biggest hypocrites on the planet Earth.
No disagreement. Religious people are hypocrites, but they're not true Christians.
And I go, well, I says, are you driving a Japanese car? Well, because it gets better gas mileage. Well, doesn't your Christian Bible say have nothing to do with the ungodly? Okay, now you're wearing... Are those Keens or Crocs?
They're knockoffs, so whatever they are, I don't buy Crocs.
All made in China, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Okay, now, so you have no problem with abortion?
Abortion?
I thought abortion was murder according to the Christian religion.
Well, according to God, abortion is murder. Absolutely.
So why would someone shop at Walmart when they force these young women to operate these plastic molding machines to make those shoes? They force abortions on, and the women are the slaves of the planet Earth.
Well, your answer is found as if you know God's word. In Jesus' day, he was living under the tyrannical Roman Empire. They were burning people alive. They probably had abortion back then. They were torturing people. They were a tyrannical, heinous, vile, pagan culture. And when the Pharisees came to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and said, shall we pay taxes to Caesar? Meaning just what you're saying. He's a vile, ungodly man. He murders people. He rapes. He pillages. And Jesus said, show me a denarius. And they showed him a denarius. And he said, whose picture is on it? And they said, Caesar's. And Jesus didn't speak like you. Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
That's the...
My point
let
is,
me finish. That's the world system.
Okay, but my
Jesus
point
has is, nothing to do okay, with the world
my
system.
My point is, why would people that describe themselves as self-described Christians... I've been in about 60 countries on the planet, and the level of hypocrisy with Christian-based religion is huge.
They're not truly Christian, is what I'm telling you. You're being deceived if you think they're Christian.
Okay.
And to finish my answer, Jesus goes on to teach that we are, his people are in the world, we're not of the world. So there's a difference between things that are spiritual and things that are physical. So we must be in the world. We will sometimes be near people that are pagans when we're doing everyday business.
That sounds like Buddhism.
We don't unite to them. It's not Buddhism. We're in the world. We're not of the world.
Well, that's an echo of Buddhism, which is not a religion.
No.
It's a philosophy.
Of course it isn't. Buddhism is a pagan occult philosophy, and it hinges into all kinds of things that Hinduism believes in, and going up to higher planes and all that. No. But what you're talking about is you're not making the proper separation between what's good and pure and true, which is the true Christian religion, and what's made of man and has been corrupted and paganized, which is most of them. I agree with you.
But why would Christians buy anything at Walmart?
Why would Christians buy anything at Walmart?
Yeah.
Well, The answer is, you must do what you must do to survive on this earth. So I must have clothes, I must put things on my feet, I must put gas in my car. Now, where shall I go, sir, where there is no paganism and corruption in the world?
The Hutterite colony in Roundup, Montana. Now, the Hutterite colonies, the corporate is Calgary, British.
Their Hutterites aren't biblical. What's your point?
My point is that they raise flax. So they've got a sustainable fabric that doesn't have to come from communist China.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, the Hutterites drive cars and they put fuel in their cars.
And they buy Chinese tires.
And where does it come from?
Walmart.
See, you can't leave the world. Okay. Paul says you can't leave the world. You're in the world, but we must operate as Christians.
So why don't people just get rid of their cars so they don't have to buy communist Chinese tires? And wasn't Jesus...
Well, why don't we just lock ourselves in a room and just wait for the Lord to return? Because he didn't tell us to do that. He told us to go.
But Jesus,
that's what we do.
Wasn't Jesus a homeless wino?
We go. No. You know what, sir? Tell you what. Here's a gospel card if you want it. That's our website.
Okay.
I have work to do, and I would put you in a category of a man who doesn't want to listen and talk about truth as a mocker. And I really don't entertain mockers.
Mockers? Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you are directly contradicting your Christian Bible.
No, sir.
Judge not lest you be judged, right?
You don't know what God's word says.